What's the influence of your decision in your long-term career path and also pension gap? And when you see, or pension in general, and when you see that there might be developed a pension gap, then you have to discuss how to solve the problem.
Welcome to Get Inspired, your podcast to feel connected, empowered, and inspired by real-world role models and their stories of managing parenthood with successful careers. Today's guest is a journalist who turned her interest in female finances into a career. Today, Astrid Seber is editor-in-chief at Finanzielle magazine, and in this podcast, she shares a wealth of advice on how to manage money at any point in your career, but especially during parental leave. Asking the questions is Ricarda Engelmeier, founder of My Collective, whom I'll hand over to now to introduce Astrid properly.
Astrid, welcome to My Collective. I'm so excited that you're here tonight. The topic tonight is financial literacy, and I could not have a better guest to discuss this than you. You're a journalist by training, and you've worked for the Finanzen Verlag, and in your own parental leave, you've set up a new magazine called Courage, which basically focuses on finances and women. And this is not the last thing, but you've also set up a new venture just recently now with some fantastic co-founders and together with the Emotion Publishing House, a new venture which basically, as far as I understand, it has three different parts, right? So one agency called Fresh and Furious, focusing on finance, a magazine called Finanzielle, as well as a community for financial education. So welcome to My Collective and to the evening on financial literacy. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So you know that we focus on parental leave, and sort of we all know that parental leave is not a vacation, right? For all parents amongst us. But it's a sort of time that a lot of people use to actually put a couple of things in place. For example, finances. On the one side, because there's a sort of a higher urgency to put finances in place, you have an extra person in the family, and this has financial implications. But then also on the other side, a parental leave, or in fact any kind of sabbatical, automatically leaves to a gap in the pension. So there is a double urgency to talk about the topic. And I would love it if we could maybe, even though for all of you guys listening, you're probably at different stages and most of you probably have their finances more or less in order, but I think all of us somehow have somewhere on the to-do list to check again and see if you're still on the right track, and what are the kind of sort of, let's say, new perspectives on your financial setup as soon as you're a parent. So Astrid, can we start maybe at the very beginning? You've been on parental leave yourself twice. Can you tell us a little bit of how you can use your parental leave to actually check on your finances, and where do you start?
Yeah, actually, it's a very good situation, the parental leave, to get your finance done or to get it into a new and good direction. Because for many, there's the maximum you get. It's, I think, 1,800 euros. So you have less money in general, and many people have to look, okay, where can they do something? Where can they save money? Where can they check where they spend money they actually shouldn't spend, or they just don't need it? Like the classical thing is fitness center. The membership in fitness center, many people do not use it. So you can quit this one. So stuff like that. So just check all your spendings and you get a very good overview about your finances. So that's actually the first step, which is very good because it's kind of like cleaning the house, you know, and that's something everybody should do. Everybody should start it. And that's what I did personally as well. And the next step then is, what does it mean to be in parental leave for your pension? Because then you get not that many Rentenpunkte or pension points or whatever it is called in English. It has an influence on your pension when you're getting retired. So that's another point where you have to be attention.
Cautious,
yes.
Okay, so cutting spendings, getting an overview. What about insurances? Is that something that needs to be adjusted? And if so, how do you do it?
In general, you always should have an eye on your insurances because things are changing. There are some amounts, like, for example, in risk insurances, you have to pay attention that there are large amounts covered. And sometimes there are new insurances, they cover even more. So you can check whether you have to adopt it. So that's something you have to do in general. But when you have kids, you also should check whether stuff the kids could do is covered. For example, the Haftpflichtversicherung, check this, that they cover also the kids. But also you should check whether you need insurances for the child. Also that your child is safe when something happens to you. Like you check whether you need maybe I don't know the English word, Risikolebensversicherung.
Life insurance and also if you can't work anymore, right?
Yeah, right. Berufsunfähigkeitsversicherung, something important as well, which you should actually have even before. But yeah, the one thing is regularly checking the insurances, and on the other hand, checking the insurances whether kids are covered.
Okay, so a whole longer checklist of insurances, which is probably something that sticks on the to-do list for quite some people. Then I guess it's also, if you're living with a partner, checking if things are probably double, right?
Yes. So I paid an insurance for my ex-boyfriend for some years because I didn't check that it's still...
well, now he knows.
So yeah, check this as well, that your partner and you don't have double insurances, because this happens pretty often. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in terms of the kind of, let's say, the double checking of insurances is only one thing, right? There's also, in most of the cases, a differentiation in income during that time, right? So how do you do that? Is there a fair way of looking at parental leave if it's taken by one parent and not by another, in terms of distribution of income or in terms of pension gap? I guess it's a personal thing and a personal discussion, but maybe you could have some guidance for that.
It's definitely a personal thing, but the one advice, the very important advice, is talk to each other. What's your aim? What are your goals? Also calculate it. Look what you get during the time you are in parental leave. Look what your partner is getting. So what many people do is that the partner who is earning money, so is still working, pays the other partner who's staying at home for staying at home, so that there is not such a big gap. Then sharing the income of both partners is another way. So adding the parental money you get from the state to the wages, and then just split it by two. So that's another fair way. But what many people, or even more and more, do is the partner who earns more in that situation pays into the private pension for the other partner. So this is getting more and more common, which I think is very important, because it really has an influence on your pension.
Yeah. But then again, I guess depending on how long you stay at home and what kind of working model you choose afterwards, it's also a type, that's what we all talk about in terms of how much will you earn afterwards, right? Will you go back into 50%, 70% or 80%? And will you actually compensate for that? It sounds a bit sort of stingy to talk about these sort of missing 10, 20, 30%. But I guess once you actually look at the calculation, it kind of adds up, right?
Yes, it does. It does. So you mean if both partners do less?
Well, if one or the other reduces to a certain percentage the workload afterwards, that is a continuation in terms of less income and less sort of, let's say, pension money. I mean, we're really working very hard to change the narrative of parental leave, and also so that this doesn't necessarily also mean a career cut, but it could actually lead to that.
Yeah, it definitely could, yeah. But that's again the situation we have to talk. We have to see who wants what and what's the influence of your decision in your long-term career path and also pension gap. And when you see, or pension in general, and when you see that there might be developed a pension gap, then you have to discuss how to solve the problem. And also after the parental leave, the partner who earns maybe more could pay in a ETF plan or something for the other partner. So that would be one solution. Or both discuss, okay, how can we solve it? Can we maybe I don't know, getting a nanny, getting people helping in the house or whatever. So that would be another idea to get help so that both partners can work more. I mean, it's a very, very personal thing, but the one big advice is talk before. And maybe it's, of course, very technical and not with many emotion, but to get this situation solved before or like just to be discussed is very important to avoid problems in the future.
Okay, so I'm taking a little checklist here. So check on your insurances, check for the income gap and actually address it. And maybe especially also the future potential income gap and pension gap, right? And your solution for this would be basically to develop a private wealth development, right? So instead of setting up ETF funds or any kind of portfolio. How do you go about this?
Well, I would like to add, there's another possibility. For example, many, many companies have for their employees private pension plans. So ask your employer whether there is something in the company or something the company does for you. So that's a very important advice as well. Right, but the rest is private pension saving, like ETF funds and so on. And the first thing would be try to calculate your pension gap. That's a little bit difficult because you have to see, okay, what's the amount of pension you probably will get. Nobody knows this. So you have to look at your Rentenbescheid you get every year. There's a number and the figure is not the pension you will get probably. It will be something else, but it's the first hint you can calculate with. And then, try to see or try to
figure out if you're going to have a happy life with that.
Yeah, right. And then, okay, then you know, okay, probably I need, I don't know, 500 euros when I'm retired in addition. So you can calculate which amount of money you need that returns 500 euros per month. So 6,000 euros a year. And then you can calculate which amount this is. And then you can calculate how to save money in order to get to this amount. So it's a calculation everybody has to do for
and the calculation works backwards, right? So you basically think of what kind of money you want to end up with when you retire, whenever that is, with a bit of a variation, I guess, and then check the gap and address the gap and then calculate backwards.
It's a backward calculation, right? Yeah.
Are there tools for this or how do you...
Yeah, I usually use... So it's... Maybe there is. To be honest, I don't know. I know the way how to calculate it. So I always do it with zinsen-berechnen.de. It's a yield calculator. But you can calculate the amount you need for like when you want to have 6,000 euros in addition per year. So then you have this amount and then you can calculate how many years you have until you are retiring and calculate which amount of money you need today, every month, and invest this into stocks.
So now it's not all about you yourself. So it's you. I mean, once you have a child, it's also about the children. How do you go about that? Would you, in terms of saving for the children, do you think it's a good idea to start the second they're born? When is a good point of starting and how do you go about that?
I would just start right away because, I mean, children have at least 18 years because then they are allowed to have the money if you have the depot in the name of the kid. But they have a very, very long investing horizon. So you can invest very risky because it's such a long time. So I would just start right away in a global index like the MSCI World so that you cover all the global stocks and have a very good diversification. Mm-hmm. And then I wouldn't do more. So I'm not doing more. I'm just having the plan or the ETF fund, MSCI World for my kids. So then there's the second point. I would do financial literacy to your children. So try to talk to the kids, try to show them how to spend money, what money can do also. So try to show this to your kids and make them learn to spend money cautiously.
I think that's a very, very important one. And I'm in the middle of pocket money negotiations, so I will think about it.
But that's good. I mean, that they learn to negotiate is also a very important point. So you can teach them very well how to spend money, how to also invest money.
negotiate for a promotion.
Yes. So that's an investment as well. Yeah.
Which actually automatically leads me to the sort of points me to the last question that I would have that we always ask in these impulse sessions, because you're a parent yourself. You're into education and finances. You're apparently already doing it with your kids. Can you share a parental skill that you've developed by being a mom that you've actually converted into a leadership skill?
Yeah, it's patience. Because to learn that not everything works out at once as you plan it is something I really learned when I was a mother. And that this is not the end of the world, but it is just a point where you have to decide either to wait or to find another way to reach the goal. So, yeah, it's patience.
Patience probably also with the ETF funds that you have for your kids.
Yeah. Just don't look in the depot at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. And open it sometime later. Yeah, that's very true. Asli, thank you so much for sharing some of your insights and actually also going with us step by step. And I hope you stay a little bit for some answers and questions. And I would like to say thank you and goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having me.